If I was asked to describe my life in one phrase, it would be Shakespearean tragedy turned gospel comedy. My life hasn't always been as happy as it is now, and without God, it wouldn't be. When I was 9, my parents divorced. My perfect world had been completely shattered. My dad allowed sin to come consume his life, and he began to falter as a parent. When I was 10 years old, I accepted Jesus into my life, and I expected things to get better. However, I began to drift away from God as the darkness from a corrupted world entered my life. My dad started to become abusive, and I started to suffer from depression. After years of bottled emotions, my depression got worse. I had friends, but I didn't think any of them were real. I thought they were all fake, and they were just friends with me from pity. When I'd reached my lowest point, God led me to Psalm 23:4, which reads, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of darkness, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." For me, this verse meant hope for a brighter tomorrow. This verse gave me joy. I was able to put all my darkness and pain at the feet of God, and He would care for me. Through this, God allowed me to know that the people close to me were truly, truly genuine people, and they did care for me, and they truly loved me. Now I live life to the fullest, knowing that God truly loves me, and that He has sent people to me that truly love me as well. Through God's love and the love of others, I have learned to find joy in all things, in spite of tragedy.
I've grown up in a Christian household my entire life. I've always gone to church from the time I was born. So, what I've learned about my faith comes a lot from my family. When my grandmother was still with us, every morning when I went upstairs, I would see her sitting in an old brown chair reading her Bible. When she passed, the first thing I did was go get her Bible. When I flipped it open, it landed in 1 Samuel 16. There was only one verse underlined on that page. She had put brackets around it, circled it, and underlined it in several different times in all different colors. It says, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at what man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." That verse reminded me so much of her, and it always brought me comfort. I've always seen the Lord in the eyes of my grandmother, and that day the Lord showed me my grandmother through his word. Now that has brought me closer to God because I read her Bible, and I see her notes and her thoughts behind the Lord's word, and it's taught me so much. My family is a big reason why I've grown closer to God, and even though some of my family isn't with us today, I'm still learning and growing closer to God with what they left behind.
So my walk of faith started when I was younger, around 7 years old. I thought I got saved at that time, but then when I was around 14, I was at a summer camp where I truly gave my life to Jesus. I like to describe it as I only got saved in my head when I was younger, and then when it happened in my heart, I got saved in my heart when I was 14, and this was the start of my journey with God. The time that my faith was really tested was near the end of middle school and for a time afterwards. I lost almost all of my friends, and I had a lot of sadness, anger, and bitterness in my heart. I started to struggle with depression during this time, and there were some days that I didn't know if I was going to make it to the next morning. But this is when I first saw proof for myself the wonders that God can do. I truly believe that without God, I would not only be in a completely different place, but I might not even be here at all. When I was at my lowest point, He was there for me, and He got me through those hard times. I'm still growing in my faith today, but I know that I am living proof that God is my refuge and my strength, and that He is always there to help me and will be with me through whatever I go through.
I wasn't planning on saying anything, but I think that I will. You all, maybe I won't. You all have an amazing group of young people here at this church. And it's because of the Lord, and it's because of your witness as families, as Sunday school teachers, as pastors, as VBS volunteers, as friends, and just fellowshipping together in this worship. I would ask that you pray for our young people, the ones who've graduated, the ones who are continuing in high school and middle school and our elementary schoolers and even our youngest who are just brand new. I would ask that you would pray for their families. There's a lot of grief and trauma that goes on in a teenager's life. As you have heard, and it takes a lot of guts to get up here and to reveal that to a congregation. So I want to thank you. I want to thank you all this morning for being part of our worship, because it does take a lot of guts to reveal who you are to people who think that things are often peachy keen and perfect all the time, because they're not. Pray for our youth again. Pray for our young people, because they are our future. They are everything that we've got, because when we're here, when we're gone, if we haven't taught them well, God's word will not continue. It won't falter because of him, but it will be on our shoulders if it doesn't continue from our perspective. So I would ask that you would pray for them. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful. We're so grateful for this mighty service. Even though it's short, Father, we know that it is powerful. It is heartfelt. God, I just am grateful for the words that have been spoken, for the music that has been performed, for the thoughts from the heart, and for the testimony. God, I just pray that you would lift up these fine young people. Lift up this church. Lift up their families. Lift up the parents. Lift up the sisters and the brothers and the cousins and the aunts and the uncles and all who work with these young people. They are so amazing and such a blessing to us. God, we just pray that they would continue to be a reflection of your love for us, that their witness would be mighty, that their witness would be pure, that you would keep them close to your heart and keep them under your wing. We ask all this in your name. Amen.